This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Thursday, January 26th, and we are here answering your financial questions. And when I say we, I usually mean me, Jill Schlesinger, and Mark Talercio. However, there is an enormous amount of work being done on the exterior of Mark's building, and therefore, you can't hear a darn thing. So I told him to put himself on mute. So it's just me today. Sorry, gang. Anyway, we love answering financial questions of yours. If you have one, go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and complete the form. At the end of the form, there's a box, and it says, would you be willing to come on the air live? When you check that box, Mark does everything else. And as a result, we have Chuck and Patty, who are on the line from California this morning. What's going on? What brings you to our airwaves today, you guys?
Hi, Jill. We are so excited. We have a question because we're hoping to eventually buy a house in California and saving for a down payment, managing that along with saving for retirement. That's kind of the what brings us on the show.
Okay. How old are you, Chuck?
26.
And Patty, how old are you?
24.
Oh, you're so young. How much is your rent right now?
$3,000 a month.
Do you have kids?
No.
Plan to?
Not anytime soon.
Wow. Did you hear that pause? Wow, gang. You know, Patty, I just want to make sure you're on board with that. $3,000 a month in rent. No kids just yet. Are you both working right now?
Yes.
Okay. Patty, how much do you earn?
$118.
And do you use a retirement plan through work?
Yeah, Roth 401k.
Are you putting in the maximum or some portion of that?
I'm at 15% with a 6% employer contribution.
Wow, that's great. Amazing. Okay, how much is in that Roth 401k right now?
About $54,000.
Fantastic. Any other old retirement accounts kicking around for you, Patty?
No.
Okay. Chuck, how much do you earn?
I earn $140.
Okay. Same question for you. Any retirement contribution that you're making on that $140?
I max out the Roth 401k.
Okay. And how much is in there right now?
I switched jobs recently, so $19,000, and I have an old retirement account with $37,000 in Roth and $25,000 in traditional.
All right. So you've got these old plans, your current Roth, Patty's current Roth. What other, any other investment accounts that are out there floating around?
We have about $50,000 in brokerage.
Is that what you're considering the basis of your home down payment?
Yes.
Okay. How much are you putting in there on an ongoing basis? Is it I throw my bonus in there, or is it like a monthly contribution where you're putting a little bit every month, every quarter? What are you doing?
About 1,000, maybe 2,000 a month if we have a bonus.
All right, now here's the magic question. How much do you have to pay in your very expensive housing market to be in a home that you'd like? You know, not like, well, we could buy a, you know, a hovel and it would stink. But what would you really like to be able to afford to pay, to buy?
Over $1 million.
How much over? 800 over or $8 over?
Probably like 1.2.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I understand that for this purchase, you're on your own. There's no family member, because sometimes people in their 20s are like, yeah, well, you know, like my parents are going to kick in. So is it just you guys or is there someone else helping you out?
Just us.
That's terrible. Why don't you have rich parents? It's awful. So we need to get, you know, $250,000 for a down payment, basically. And so what is your question about this? Because, I mean, I think you guys are in very good shape just in terms of, you know, you're in your 20s. How quickly do you want to pull the trigger on being able to do this? You know, you're not making $500,000 a year. It will have to be a methodical plan. But what's your hope for this?
Yeah, we're hoping to have the option to buy a house maybe in 5-6 years. We're happy renters. So we read your book and we know that it's good right now for us to be renting. But we would at least like to have the option sometime in 5 or 6 years.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good option to have. Do you find yourselves in careers that are, you know, do you think your trajectory of earning is way up? Are either of you going to be entitled to a pension?
So I have a defined benefit, which is 7%. The company sets aside every year. Mm-hmm. We have good growth prospects, but nothing crazy, not like a big jump.
I don't know how long you're going to stay in that job, right? In terms of like, should we really count on you getting that defined benefit plan and maxing? Because let's say you were like, I'm a school teacher. I love it. I'm a lifer. And then I would say, well, pull back on your retirement contributions, put more money away for the house. But I'm not sure you're in that situation, are you?
I like my company, but 35 years would be a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. For anything.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so here's the choices. Given where you are right now, I think that if you can save, you know, obviously you can do the math, that if you can save $125,000 just by putting away this, you know, $2,000 a month, it'll work. As you get every raise, if you start kind of allocating a little bit more money to that home down payment / brokerage account fund, you'll make it. If somebody is like, oh, I want to give you a present, or your great, great, great Aunt Clara dies and leaves you some money, it'll happen even faster. You know, listen, I think that it's like 5 or 6 years works. The more you put away, the more likely it is to work. So if you say it's $1,000 to $2,000 a month, but it's really $1,000, then it won't work in 5 years. If it's more like $2,000 to $3,000, then maybe it will work. I just would be a little bit careful not to go crazy risk-wise on the amount of money that you have invested there. But, you know, 5-6 years, that's a good enough time horizon so that I think you should be able to, you know, you should probably get there.
if they're only able to do 1,000 a month, like you said, that's not going to get them there. Do you think for the next handful of years, instead of maxing out, maybe they put in like 10,000 each into their 401ks and just stockpile the cash?
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. That if you really want to try to kind of pull back a little bit on your retirement contributions, because you are so young, and that, you know, maybe each of you, instead of putting like, so this year it's 22,000 is the limit, right? So if you each said, well, instead of 22, maybe I'll put 11 in each and take the rest of the money and accelerate the or increase the amount of money that you're putting into your brokerage account starting now, letting your, I mean, retirement is far off. I get it. But like, if you really want to buy this house, I think you're going to have to put a little bit more money down, have a little bit more of a concerted effort to do that. And, you know, you already have a chunk of money. You're so young that if you want to kind of hold off a little bit in the next few years on that retirement plan contribution and shift more towards the house down payment fund, I'm okay with that because you are young. Again, if this is all falling on you, then I don't think you have a lot of other choices than that.
Okay. And for that brokerage account, as we build it up, should we keep that in a market index fund?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that that is, I think that that certainly makes sense to do like sort of a stock market index. It's 5 or 6 years. So, you know, I think that you could sort of say stock market index, a bond market index, and you don't really need to have the cash available to you. Because it's more what I would call intermediate term money, I probably wouldn't do more than 80% in stocks. And I'm a wimp, so I'd probably do more like 70-30. Mark's going to say like, no, I'd do 90-10. But Mark, would you say 90-10 or are you okay with 70-30?
No, because I know they need this money in a handful of years. So I would be conservative too.
Yeah. So 70-30 is about right. What are you laughing at?
I was thinking, you know, the last thing they want before they're like, okay, we're ready to buy a house is to have a year like 2022, you know?
Exactly. That exactly right. It's so true. So, okay. I mean, I think that that's it. Now, are you guys married or are you partnered?
We're partnered.
Okay. So, you know, look, you're thinking about like combining your money, you're doing these things. I just want to be clear that because you're starting to accumulate assets and you are not married, you actually need to do wills because your money will not pass automatically to one another. All right. And this is really one of these quirks of like law and marriage and what happens, and California being a community property state. So I think you should actually have wills that are, you should draft wills to make sure that like that money that's in the brokerage account, if one of you were to die, you have to make sure it's a joint account, and you should actually have a document, a will that outlines what your wishes are. Honest to God, it's very like old farty, but it does make sense. What other questions do you have?
Let's see. So through my work, I have a option to do an after-tax 401k.
Negative. Negative. You can't do that right now if you are actually thinking about saving for the house. That has to come. That's an after. If you told me you had $250,000 already saved for the house, yeah, totally. But now I'm telling you like, oh, you may have to pull back on your retirement contribution in order to save money for the house. So I don't think you do this right now.
We're putting $1,000 to $2,000 into the brokerage right now while we were building up our emergency fund. Mm-hmm. But now that we have our emergency fund, we should have more cash flow.
Good.
That cash flow is about $40,000 a year.
Good. Because you need $50,000 a year for the next 5 years. That's it. Then you're on target. No extra money in retirement while you're doing that then. I know you want to do more. You want to do it all. Can't do it all right now. The problem for you guys is that you should have chosen wealthier families that would help you buy homes. And sadly, that did not work out for you. But, you know, so you're on your own, kiddos, but you're doing great and you're young and it's amazing. And so kudos to you, Chuck and Patty. Anything else I can help you with today?
I think that's it.
Fantastic. So listen to this, gang, a 24 and a 26-year-old working it, putting money away for retirement, planning for their first home purchase, being really smart. It is an absolute joy for me to get calls like this because these are people who are taking responsibility and making choices and doing what they need to do. Do you need help on your journey? We would love to help you out. JillOnMoney.com is our website. Click the Contact Us button. Don't forget to let us know if you would like to join us on the air. And yes, the new book is out, The Great Money Reset. It is out. You can order it on our website from your favorite bookseller, The Great Money Reset, available right at the JillOnMoney.com website. Mark, the first week is very important in terms of sales. Basically, the whole game is the first week determines whether or not you get on the bestseller list. Put me on the bestseller list. Wouldn't that be fun? I don't know. It doesn't really matter, but I'd like it anyway. So go check it out. Please order the book. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Mark does a fantastic job with that. It comes out every single Friday. Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer of this program. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back and change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.